Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
From WBEZ Chicago and PRX, this is Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. The holiday season's upon us, and we're getting ready the only way we know how, with a playlist of Christmas music you won't hear anywhere else.
I know there's a Santa Claus. I saw him by the tree. He had toys for girls and boys that he left some.
Gather around the Yule log with Christmas music collector Andy Serzan for our annual holiday spectacular. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions. This is Sound Opinions, and it's time now for our annual holiday spectacular with Andy Serzan. He runs the concert division at Jam Productions, one of the few remaining independent concert promoters in America. That's his day job. But his passion, Greg, as we say every year when we introduce Andy, is collecting holiday obscura.
It's been an honor to host Andy. Every year we've been doing Sound Opinions. And Andy's tradition of his annual Christmas tape and or CD is now 30 years running. Unbelievable. The most obscure, the most collectible Christmas music in the world being brought to us by Andy Serzan. So welcome, Andy.
Thanks for having me back again, you guys.
This is your 30th year. Your mix this year is Rudolph Pouts, Ellipses, and Pouts Again. It's sort of a best of. But for folks who don't know, how did you get started going down this never-ending rabbit hole?
Well, for starters, I literally am of a certain age that I never stopped buying vinyl. So my initial introduction to music was on that format. And when everybody else was dumping it, I chose not to participate. And instead, I started buying it at 10 cents on the dollar. And it's dovetailed into like an off-site temperature-controlled storage locker that where it all lives and
an undisclosed location.
Absolutely, and you know, and along the way, you know, I started finding different genres and things that I didn't even know I wanted to collect. And one of them was, what are these Christmas 45s? These I never heard of these labels. I don't, and you know, it just sort of dovetailed out of that. Made a mix on cassette 30 years ago, gave it to five or six friends, and everybody was like, huh, you know. Now it's gotten to the point where I think in 30 years, okay, you know, how do I get jazzed up? What do I do to kind of like acknowledge that? And I thought, well, never did a greatest hits. I mean, most bands now put out two records and then they put out their greatest hits record.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The label makes them, you know.
Yeah.
But I think in this format, we've got songs that deserve a revisit and a reconsideration. And the mix is bookended off of the track Rudolph Pouts, which when I first located the 45, I was like, oh, this song is just like everything I love about a Christmas tune. And I never even thought about the idea that it possibly was a cover of a track that had come out years before. And in fact, it was. A couple years back, I stumbled across the version by Mary White that came out on Cowtown Records out of Texas, Backwaters, Texas, on 45. And I literally couldn't believe that this song had an original version that was crazier even in its own way than ultimately the cover version. So I decided, okay, well, the concept for the mix is going to be Rudolph Pouts and Pouts Again. And in between these two versions, I've compiled songs that have meant a lot to me that I think flowed in a way that made it for an interesting mix. And, you know, that's kind of what we're doing this year, going back through the decades and pinpointing certain tunes that really kind of in my mind stood out.
This is fantastic. And we should note that every year you give Sound Opinions listeners a great present. This entire mix is available at christmas.soundopinions.org for a free download through the end of the year.
All right, we're ready to hear some music, Andy. I mean, Kris Kringle's got to do his thing. So what are we going to hear first?
Well, let's start with Rose Dawn. She did a holiday greeting to her people, so to speak. She's kind of like seems to be a self-help guru. I think this was mailed out to people that maybe send her money or whatever. I don't really know. But just, again, really strange. It totally fits the concept of what is Holiday Obscura. Well, okay, a handmade Christmas greeting from Rose Dawn fits the boot. And she kind of intros the mix, which kicks off with the aforementioned original Mary White version of Rudolph Pouts on Cowtown. And here it is.
Greetings, companion. This is Rose Dawn wishing you and your loved ones a very Merry Christmas. My Christmas greeting coming to you in this way is fulfilling a long-cherished desire. Through the years, many letters have been received from members saying, Rose Dawn, I would love to hear your voice. And I, too, would like to hear your voice. How much I would enjoy it if it were possible for me to visit with you in your home on this Christmas day, so that we could experience together the joys that help to make Christmas the exciting and joyful season that it is. Though such a visit cannot be made, though miles may separate us, I'm thankful for having a small part in your observance of this holy day. I shall be joined with you in spirit, in good fellowship, and in the message I have for you.
Santa in his hole, and Rudolph's pouting by the fire, and Vixen's hanging by a wire. Oh, Rudolph's nose is white with snow, he's lazy, tired, and has been fired. Young Vixen takes his honored place and makes an ugly face. The rest are eating snow as by the north winds blow. Old Santa yells to start the show. Each reindeer jumps and wants to go. In harness slick and bright, Vixen leads into the night. And Rudolph pouts and pouts away, won't pull as on the clouds he lay. Oh, Rudolph's nose is white with snow, he's lazy, tired, and has been fired. Young Vixen takes his honored place and makes an ugly face. Midnight is close at hand, they're late in every land, and Santa's mad as all get out and cracks his whip as up they mount. Oh, Rudolph's nose is white with snow, he's lazy, tired, and has been fired. Young Vixen takes his honored place and makes an ugly face. White Rudolph's nose with snow, he'd rather go to bed and pout up on the Christmas sled. And Santa, all he sees is red. Oh, Rudolph's nose is white with snow, he's lazy, tired, and has been fired. Young Vixen takes his honored place and makes an ugly face. And makes an ugly face.
Christmas time is here. It's the
is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
Surprise if he should land on satellite. Santa missed those missiles and golly Gemini. If Santa won't miss those missiles, he'll be down our chimney.
Could you ask for more? You kiss your girl, for this is the time. quick and so fast. Before you know it, you've arrived at the last. Now comes the day we all waited for. With love, health, and joy, could you ask for more? You kissed your girl, for this is the time. You thank your God for being so kind. You shake hands with all the big and the small. Say, Merry Christmas to, Merry Christmas to, Merry Christmas to you. Christmas to you.
All right, we just heard the first mix from Andy Surzan, our very own Santa Claus on Sound Opinions. Andy, what did we just hear?
The last track was The Holiday Season by King Coleman, and that's his debut 45 from 1958 on Karen Records, and as far as I'm concerned, he hit one out of the park at his first at-bat. I mean, it's just a killer trumpet solo, great lyrics. I like that line, carols so rare they float through the air. He was an original, for sure. And before that, we heard the Cold War Christmas classic from Reese Shipley, Can Santa Miss Those Missiles?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, that is, you know, on the periphery of about as outside as it can get. Before that, I Know There's a Santa Claus, that, again, a 1964 corker. It's actually the B-side of Jingle Bells by Donna and the D's. It's killer surf guitar meets rockabilly, just one of those kind of like inspirational holiday tunes that gets you going. Before that, we heard the power pop single Christmas Time Is Here by Cupid. And prior to that, the original version of Rudolph Pouts, which we've already discussed. So there's set one.
Fantastic stuff. Greg, we're giving away this mix for download, yes?
We are indeed, Jim. Christmas.soundopinions.org to download the Andy Surzan Christmas mix. That is Andy's annual holiday gift to us and to our listeners. Coming up, more holiday recordings from the collection of Christmas maestro Andy Surzan. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, brewing Chicago-inspired beers since 1988. Our friends at Goose Island have award-winning, refreshing beverages ranging from hazy IPAs to the new 312 Lemonade Shandy, only available in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot with Jim DeRogatis, and we are here. We're turning the show over to Andy Surzan, Senior Vice President at Jam Productions, one of the leading independent concert promoters in the United States, but also a guy who moonlights collecting records on weekends, evenings, whenever he gets any time off in any city in the world. You'll find Andy at the nearest record store going through the bins, and he stumbles across incredible Christmas music, which he is once again sharing with us this year. Andy, what's in our next set?
Okay, well, keeping up with the tradition of this being a 30-year retrospective, one of the all-time classic holiday dusties is called Snowflakes Part 1, and that's by Betty Lloyd. Came out in 69 on Thomas Records, and they went all in on this track, by the way, because the B-side is the instrumental version of it. And I don't blame them, because I like both of them. It's melancholy wanderings through the holiday snowscape. It's searching for meaning. The one line, snowballs flying through the air, how I'd love to get hit by one, thrown by somebody who cares. And I do want to mention that the second track in this set is one of my favorite all-time Christmas songs. It's very difficult to find. It's called Shepherds and Wise Men by the Free Design, and it's kind of the holiday magnum opus. Came out in 69. At the height of the Vietnam War, on a promotional record put out by the U.S. Air Force. And it couldn't have less to do with promoting the Air Force or war or anything of the sort. It's a song, sample lyrics, wickering down through centuries of hate, but now let's become like shepherds again. Let's make room for wise men. Peace at Christmas. Wouldn't that be nice? And anyway, so let's start off with Snowflakes, and then we can talk about the other tracks later. Here's set two from Rudolph Pouts and Pouts Again.
Not forgotten. be awfully nice.
Let's become like shepherds again. Let's make room for wise men. Let's take time to look for a star. Let's become like shepherds again. Let's make room for wise men. Let's take time to look for a star.
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Is Santa the man in the moon?
Is Santa the man in the moon?
In the moon.
That watches me all year through. Who gets the presents and paints the sleigh? So many
things to do.
Is Santa the man in the moon?
In the moon.
That comes when we're asleep.
Asleep.
While waiting for dear old Santa. We're in bed counting sheep. There's a grin on his face as he peeks through the clouds to see carolers so loud. The jolly old man in the moon has stars for his fire. Our Santa's the man in the moon. Because he comes from the skies. Is Santa the man in the moon?
In the moon.
He watches me say my prayers.
Say my prayers.
He watches me when I talk or pray. He moves me and he cares. If Santa's the man in the moon, way up in the sky, so high, does he float down on a cloud? Through the stars in the sky, he loves everybody. He hurts when we cry, knows our heartaches and our sighs. He loves to come to our houses and look at our tree. If our Santa's the man in the moon, I know he won't forget me.
Is Santa the man in the moon?
It is easy to understand that so many years ago, on that crisp and starlit night, Joseph and Mary came to that dreary little town, so tired and worn, on Christmas Eve. No one knew there was going to be a little stranger born in a manger on that starlit night. They had such a time trying to find a place where God's Son would be born. People in those days were as evil as today. Do you think, after all these years, there is still no room for the stranger in our lives today? Let us celebrate his birthday by giving that stranger a place in his house, by showing his love. Christ is not that helpless little stranger in the manger anymore. Won't we ever understand? He is ruler over all our land. Oh, how happy we would be if we would only welcome that stranger, born in a manger long ago.
We are digging deep into Holiday Obscura from Andy Surzan's new mix, his 30th, Rudolph Pouts and Pouts Again. Andy, what did we just hear?
Well, the last two tracks were a subgenre of Christmas music and a subgenre of music in general, typically referred to as song poems. The basic concept is that someone writes a poem, sends the poem into this production house, and they write underbed music, and these guys like churn these things out and then charge the person, you know, an exorbitant fee and sends them 50 versions of the 45. And so they're super rare, hard to find, mostly awful, but a lot of people would decide to make these around the holidays. And the last one of the set was one of the strangest ones I've ever come across. It's called, in fact, Stranger in the Manger.
Mm-hmm.
The track before that is also one called Is Santa the Man in the Moon? And that's a weird thing to ask because
very
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
You know, what? What do you mean? Anyway, that's by Dick Kent, and that's on the MSR Song Poem label. MSR was like the Warner Brothers of song poems back in the day or whatever. No disrespect to Warner Brothers.
No,
I just meant that they were the guys. Then before that, we heard Free Design's epic Shepherds and Wise Men, and started off with Betty Lloyd's Dusty Soul Classic, Snowflakes Part 1.
You can download this year's holiday compilation by Andy Surzan for free until the end of the year, christmas.soundopinions.org. If you have a nomination for a great neglected Christmas tune, let us know on our hotline, 888-859-1800. When we come back, Andy will play his final set of rare holiday songs after a short break on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Cott with Jim DeRogatis. We're here with Andy Surzan, who has been regaling us with some of the greatest Christmas music you'll probably never hear in any other mainstream outlet ever in your life. This is the one opportunity to do this. This great Andy Surzan Christmas mix is available at christmas.soundopinions.org for download on the Sound Opinions website through the end of the year.
Andy, all right, we got one more main part of the set here. What are we going to start this last set off with?
The last set starts off with a. I don't use these often, but every once in a while I find a something so compelling, and it can be non-musical. But normally I don't go as deep into it as I am in this little clip we're going to play next. This is called "The Story of the Animal Santa," and this is off a Z-grade VHS tape that I bought like 25 years ago that compiled a bunch of real weird like Christmas cartoons from all over the years. And part of it was this puppet show sort of thing with these animal puppet heads. And they basically talk about the idea that there's no animal Santa Claus, and they're really upset about it. And they go get Santa Claus and work him over, and he tells them that Kitty Cat can become the animal Santa Claus. And at one point, the other puppets give Kitty Cat a mouse for a Christmas present, and then the other the other animals go, "No, you can't give him a mouse," you know, just nutty stuff.
Yeah.
And I cut it all up and edited it into what I hope is a pretty entertaining story about a bunch of puppets and Santa Claus arguing about why there is no animal Santa, and ultimately it has a happy ending because they decide there will be one moving forward. And that's going to be followed by the Rudolph Pouts cover by Israf El Sun, which we can talk more about later.
All right, let's dive in. Andy Serzan's Christmas mix, Rudolph Pouts and Pounce Again on Sound Opinions.
Good morning, Horace. Good morning to you, Eddie. Hurry up, Eddie, hurry up. We've got to get cleaned up for Christmas. Hurry up. Christmas. I can't wait for my Christmas stocking.
Horace, hang your stocking up. You're always the last one.
Don't rush me. Don't push me. Santa Claus is not in the chimney.
Now, what's the use? We animals don't have a Santa Claus.
Well, why don't we have a Santa Claus?
I don't know.
Santa Claus is only for children. There is no Santa for animals.
That's right, Annie.
Let's do something about it.
We must make a plan. We must send someone to see Santa Claus.
But who shall we send?
Welcome, my animal friend.
Oh, sir, there is no Santa for animals.
That's right, sir, no animal Santa.
I know. That's why you came to see me. Now, Kitty Cat, you can be my animal Santa.
Kitty Cat?
Kitty Cat?
Why, of course. I've often worried about animals at Christmas time, but I've been so busy with children. Now, Kitty Cat, you can represent me for all animals.
You're not Santa. You're Kitty Cat. But don't worry. I've a present for you. It's a mouse.
Oh, no, Harvey. Not on Christmas.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, my whiskers.
Here, Mousy, here's a piece of cheese for you. And a Merry Christmas to you. Here's Santa Claus himself. He'll tell you I'm the animal Santa.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Please, Santa, tell them what you said.
Kitty Cat is official Santa Claus for animals always. Well, Merry Christmas and goodbye, good animals.
Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Santa Claus, and thank you very much for the present.
Yes.
Bye.
Sneaked up past the pole and found Santa in his home. And Rudolph's pouting by the bar and Vixen's hanging by a wire. And harness slick and bright, Vixen leads into the night. And Rudolph pouts and pouts away while Puller's on the clouds he lay. Oh, Rudolph's nose is white as snow. He's lazy, tired, and has been far. And Vixen takes his honored place and makes an ugly face. The rest are eating snow as by the north winds blow. Oh, Santa yells to start the show. Each reindeer stomps and wants to go. Midnight is close at hand. They're late in every land. And Santa's men is all get out and cracks his whip as up they mount. Oh, Rudolph's nose is white as snow. He's lazy, tired, and has been barred. Young Vixen takes his honored place and makes an ugly face.
Beep, 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 beep. His nose, no longer red. He rather go to bed and pout upon the Christmas sled. And Santa, all he sees is red, with earthly Christmas through on the Milky Way they're due. So off they go among the stars with loads of toys for kids on Mars. Oh, Rudolph's nose is white as snow. He's lazy, tired, and has been fired. Young Vixen takes his honored place and makes an ugly face. From there to Venus flies for Christmas in the sky. Old Rudolph pouts on every star while Vixen rides a rocket car. Old Rudolph's nose is white as snow. He's lazy, tired, and has been fired. Young Vixen takes his honored place and makes an ugly face.
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular. Listening to Andy Serzan's Christmas Spectacular on Sound Opinions. Andy, what did we just hear?
That was, I would call that last track maybe a palate cleanser of sorts. That was, that was Jingle Bells by Irby Green and his All-Stars, which is one of the absolute greatest holiday jazz comps ever, a 1955 release called A Cool Yuletide. It's a 10-inch EP that I stumbled across maybe 20 years ago or so. And the cover art's particularly impressive. It's a bunch of zonked-out jazz musicians on a sleigh. And I know some of the guys are playing under, like, you know, assumed names and whatnot, because the artist called Irby Green and his All Stars, and his one guy in his band's called Buddy Weed. Anyway, they're banging away at Jingle Bells, and I want to mention too that after 60 some years, that is finally being re-released. So before that, we heard Rudolf Pouts by Israfel's Son, and again, that's the whole concept behind the mix, Rudolf Pouts and Pouts again. So we heard the original 1960 Mary White version, and then these dudes in the 70s decided to remake it and turned it inside out and upside down with, you know, cheesy synths and outer space references, and the song toward the end, with earthly Christmas through on the Milky Way they're due, so off they go among the stars with loads of toys for kids on Mars, you know. That's kind of like, that's really meaningful to me, you know. Mm, yeah. That's kind of like the whole idea is so off the wall that it ties together, you know, kind of the bookends the mix, so to speak.
Well, you want to give us one more bonus track this year, yeah?
Yeah, you know, I've occasionally done tracks at the end of the mix that are hidden tracks and little games you play and stuff just to have fun. And this year's is not hidden because I've actually name-checked it on the disc itself. But there's some spacing between it and the end of the mix just to sort of, you know, sort of replicate the pause after the Yuletide. And it's actually New Year's song. Old Lang Syne, which is probably the most famous New Year's song ever, covered by the great Terry Adams, longtime co-founder of NRBQ, and just an amazing interpretation of this song to sort of mellow things down. This is his version of Old Lang Syne.
That was Terry Adams with Old Lang Syne, and I never get tired of hearing that. I remember the first time you found that, Andy. That was thank you for that, Mr. Surzan. We appreciate that. And thank you once again for this incredible mix, which is available at christmas.soundopinions.org for free download through the end of the year. Once again, Andy, thank you for being our guest on Sound Opinions at Christmas time.
It was my pleasure. Happy holidays, everybody.
Thank you. What do we have on the show next week, Greg?
Next week, Jim, we have a Christmas present for our listeners. We're going to replay one of our favorite interviews with two of the members of the band Rush.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Sound Opinions is produced by WBEZ Chicago, distributed by PRX. Thanks to our staff, Brendan Banizak, Alex Claiborne, Iona Contreras, and Andrew Gill. To listen to all the episodes in our archives, go to soundopinions.org, and happy holidays, everybody.
On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So now it's time to hear what you have to say.
Now it's 3 in the morning,
Hi, Jim and Greg. This is Judith calling from Austin, Texas, calling about the Best of 2018 list. The record that I could not stop playing this year is Janelle Monáe's Dirty Computer. If you are missing Prince like I am, if you listen to the song The Way You Make Me Feel, it's like he's back. That's just the way you make me feel. Not to disparage her, she nails it there. But the whole record, the message, the lyrics, it's fantastic. She came down for ACL Fest here in Austin this year, got to see her live, absolutely blew away the competition on the other stages. The record is fantastic. Thanks.
This is Bill from Nashville, Tennessee, and I was just calling to tell you that my favorite album of the year is a metal album by a band called Harm's Way, who is from Chicago, and their album is called Post Human that came out in February. It's just this relentless, angry metal with some hardcore influence. It hits you over and over and over, and it's just one of those albums I just kept going to over and over again throughout the year. Call My Name is an incredible song, along with Become a Machine. They're great, and they're from your area, so I just think more people need to know about Harm's Way. Thanks, guys.
Hi, this is Lauren calling from Palo Alto, California. My favorite album of 2018 is hands down Brandi Carlile's. It's very endearing, very raw. A lot of her work prior to this point has been very upbeat and motivational, but this is kind of heart-wrenching, and she's getting older, she's becoming a mom, she's talking about loss and parenthood and grief.
Outside of my windows are the mountains and the snow. I hold you while you're sleeping, and I wish that I could go. All my roadie friends are out accomplishing their dreams, but I am the mother of Evangeline.
In ways that I think are absent from the Americana genre that she kind of floats into, and absent from the larger musical sphere. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Steven. I'm calling from Boulder, Colorado. I want to nominate Shun's album O for one of the best albums of the year. Super overlooked. It got a pretty good review on Pitchfork, but other than that, I don't think it's gotten a lot of hype, but man, they are awesome. They're a group from Kansas City. They started out as an art project. It was actually the lead singer's art project for his senior thesis, and they've been missing for many years, but they're a really great sort of queer, alt, kind of dance pop group. The song that I love, of course, off this album is Comeback. It's an amazing piece. I always knew you would come back. Anyway, hey, thanks guys for all the work you do, and I really appreciated your year-end review. I'm definitely checking out a lot of those pieces.
No more messages.
To share your opinions on Sound Opinions, call 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX.